We're having our first class in Tanakh, in the Jewish Bible. So let's begin in the beginning. So there was creation. 7 days of creation, right? The year is one. The world was created in the month of Elul, and then in the first of Tishrei, man was created. 10 generations from man to Noah, and then you have the flood. All of humanity is wiped out. Humanity is wiped out, and who remains? Noah and his 3 sons, Shem, Ham, Yefes. Shem has a grandson named Aether. Together they establish an academy that teaches monotheism. Then you have 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Abraham is born in the year 1948 from creation. 1,940 years after creation, Abraham is born into the world. Abraham learns by his great-great-great-great-great progenitor, Shem and Aether. Even his children and grandchildren will learn there. So Abraham is 10 generations later. Abraham is a child prodigy. He fights for monotheism at the age of 3. He discovers monotheism. He is a great orator. And so Abraham has a great following, and he is a threat to the great pagan king Nimrod. Nimrod tries to have him killed while he's still a baby. His father outwits Nimrod and brings one of the servant's babies, and Nimrod bashes his skull to the floor, and he thinks he's killed Avram, when in fact Avram is alive and well. Avram grows up and poses a great threat to Nimrod. He jails him for 10 years. 7 years in one island, 3 years in another island. He tries to blind him. And Avram, instead of being broken, he compiles a philosophical work with 400 chapters, why everyone should be monotheist. At the end of those 10 years, Nimrod leaves him with a choice, either bow to an idol or be burnt to death. And Avram says, you can burn me, but I'm not bowing to the idol. So Avram is thrown into the burning furnace and miraculously walks out unscathed. Avram has a son, Yitzchak, and from his maid he has a son, Yishmael. Yitzchak is offered on the Temple Mount, on Rosh Hashanah, is offered in the famous binding when Hashem says, Yitzchak is your future, and for all future generations I will look back on this act that you did today on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we blow the shofar, and it will be meritorious for your children. And Yaakov has 2 children, twins. Yitzchak has 2 children, twins, Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov has the 12 tribes. We go down to Egypt. We spend 210 years in Egypt till we come out of the Egypt, and the year is 2448. 2448, we come out of Egypt. We're in the desert for 40 years. We're up to the year 2488. We enter the land of Israel. And who is our leader? Yoshua bin Nun, Joshua, the son of a fish. And one day we will revisit the story of why he was called the son of a fish. Yoshua bin Nun leads us into the land of Israel. For 7 years we fight to conquer the land, 7 years we divide the land, and then Joshua passes away. When he passes away, we enter the period of judges, which is where our class begins. So the period of judges, we just went from creation to the period of judges, which is approximately 2448 plus 14 is 2462, correct? 2448 plus 14, 2462 is the period where we begin the period of the judges. What is the period of the judges? That is a period where there is no dynasty, there is no kingship, there is no central leadership leading the Jewish people. You have the judge, you have the prophet, but you don't have leadership that goes from father to son. And this is the state we are in when Yeshua passes away. We have conquered the land of Israel, we have divided among the tribes, we have left pockets of enemies in our midst, and these enemies are going to repeatedly attack us, bring us down, intermarry with us, teach our children how to be pagans, and we are repeatedly drawn to their ways. Hashem punishes us and sends the enemies against us and puts us under their dominion. So far, so good? Okay, now let's begin again. So the world was created. Where was the world created from? From the Temple Mount, the holiest place that we will be visiting, Bezrat Hashem, Thursday night. We'll get as close as we can. We'll go to the Kotel. God goes from holiness down. And Adam speaks to Hashem, right? God speaks to Adam. Yes, we know that. Genesis, yes, God speaks to Adam. Did you eat from the forbidden fruit? Conversation between God and Adam. Conversation between Abraham and God. Conversation between God and Yitzhak and Yaakov until Moshe Rabbeinu, the master of all prophets. Why is he master of all prophets? Moshe is the first to receive prophecy to be given over to other people. Until that point, whenever Hashem had something to say, he'd speak to the person. Moshe walks up to the Jewish people and says, God sent me. And that's why Moshe says, God, they're not going to believe. Why shouldn't they believe? Because Moshe is going to say, what are they going to say? If God had something to say, why didn't he tell us? What did he send you for? It's the first time in history that someone walks in and says, God sent me to tell you what to do. You understand what a Pandora's box that's opening? Yeah, God told me too, you know. I can also tell you that one. So Moshe comes in and God promises him they will believe in you. You will see. Forever they will believe in you. And so Moshe, Yoshua, and we enter the period of prophets. The Jewish people have on tradition that we had more than 1 million prophets in our history. And yet only 24 books of prophets were written down, because only the books that have an eternal message, a message that is relevant to each and every generation, only those books were written down. So how do we know the prophets are real? How did they know that? As a kid, I always wondered. I was a magician as a kid. So maybe they just used sleight of hand. So the Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin that the rabbis used to go and take classes, and they had a tradition, and they studied, and they knew every form of dark magic, black magic, sleight of hand, every form you could think of, they knew it. They knew how to do all these tricks themselves, and this was part of their tradition. They had 3,000 ways to perform one trick, the Talmud says. They used to stand at a garden patch, and they knew how to make that whole garden patch like that be filled with vegetables. And they had 3,000 ways to do it. 3,000 ways to do one trick. I have 50 ways to do one trick. That's the most I can do. I have one trick I could do in 50 different ways. 3,000 ways? Okay, but they were masters of this. This was part of their tradition. And the reason this was part of their tradition was in order to check and validate a prophet. If a prophet came in and tried to do a trick, they'd catch him. He was risking getting hanged. So the rabbis would check. He would go to the high court, they would check, and then they'd give him a certificate. We checked and validated his prophecy. Later in the year, maybe we will discuss with greater detail how they did that. Okay, so now the book of Shoftim, the book of Judges, was written by the great judge and prophet Samuel, and we'll discuss him at greater length when we get to the story of Samuel. The book of Judges begins with the Jewish people being divided. Each tribe is in its own section. The Jewish people have not completed to conquer the land of Israel, and they have pockets of the enemy in their midst, and this was a mistake of Joshua and a mistake of the people at large. And now the tribe of the people have a challenge. This is going to be their first battle after Yoshua passed away, after Joshua passed away. What are the nations going to say? The nations are going to be looking to see, are they going to succeed or not? And so God says the first one to lead the first battle is the tribe of Judea. And as we will see next week, Bezrat Hashem, they were successful. We will discuss that next week, Bezrat Hashem.